Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert from the Relaxation Lounge. And today we're going to talk about creating that balance in our lives. And most importantly, creating a morning routine that works for us. Now my guest today is Mar, and she's the founding of Moving Petals blog, where she talks about the power of small habits, daily routines, and taking tiny actions she calls pebbles to create the life of your dreams. She's also the owner of Windborne Candles, a successful handcrafted beeswax candle business, as well as a homeschooling mom of two teens, an endurance athlete, and an avid outdoor enthusiast. She's also a beekeeper and a homesteader running Windborne Farms, a small farm in Wisconsin. So welcome, Mar. What I'd love to hear is how you keep that balance in your life with all the different things that you do.
So I had to learn all kinds of little tips and tricks and techniques to, keep it all, spinning and not dropping any plates. I don't know. Some of my favorite ones are, obviously, I do have routines built in my day. So I have a morning routine to kind of get myself going. And then I have an evening routine to anchor myself and calm down and kind of get into the, idea of, okay, now we're going to go to sleep. So my morning routine includes, I do get up earlier than everyone. I do enjoy that time where the house is quiet. And I especially like it if I'm getting up, still kind of dark outside, and I can kind of ease into the day. So I do get up earlier. And then I start with some guided meditation. And I do use an app for that meditation. Well, first of all, I get my cup of coffee. Okay, we can't forget that. Get my cup of coffee and light my candle. Okay, so the candle's going and got my coffee. So now I'm meditating, doing my best, kind of staying present with the meditation, which, some days are better than others. Meditating is always a practice. It's not a final thing, done deal. We take it day by day. So after the meditation, I do throw in a little bit of affirmations and manifestation exercises in there. And then after, I kind of ease myself into it, then I do a little bit of studying, self-development, do read a book. And in the morning, it's a nonfiction book. So it's usually, kind of a business book. Business or philosophy or self-improvement, kind of things like that. Maybe something about mindset, things like that. So I do a nonfiction book. And then I actually take 10 minutes to study Spanish. Always wanted to learn another foreign language in addition to speaking English and Polish. So I've been doing Spanish for over a year now. So hey, we're getting there. So I do a little bit of studying. So I've calmed my spirit, prepped my spirit. I've prepped myself mentally, a little bit of studying. And then I plan out my day. I've used a ton of different planners over the years. I've done journaling or structure planners. There was just stickers, all kinds of things. And I always come back to the bullet journal. I love using the bullet journal. I've set up my own templates and dailies and weeklies and monthlies and structured pages. I actually, even though I've been doing this for years now, just recently actually read the actual official book on bullet journaling, and it really helped me, kind of expand my practice, I guess, all kinds of new tips and tricks. So I definitely recommend, you know, using a if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for a planner or a bullet journal, you know, definitely get that book from the library or whatever and get the basics, because that really made a difference. So after I've planned out my day, then I take, you know, another 15, 20 minutes to do some yoga to stretch out and prepare my body for movement. So, you know, we've got spirit, we've got, you know, brain, and then now we've got the body to get moving. And then, you know, after that, just a quick breakfast of oatmeal, vitamins, you know, lots of water throughout, and I'm ready for the day. So that's usually when we start with schoolwork, chores, and business stuff, just life, you know, life, kids, you know, all kinds of things. And then in the evening, my second routine is just kind of just chilling. So I might do a little bit of yoga as I'm stretching, you know, just to stretch and kind of breathe. It's very gentle bedtime yoga instead of movement. You know, then I do another meditation. It could be just a short one if I just need to deep breathe a little bit. And I do some gratitude journaling, kind of reminds me of all the good things that happened throughout the day. And then I just read. And the reading is the fun reading. So fiction of some sort. I might listen to audiobook or read one of those. But that kind of really knocks me out. So that's it for the day. Between those two routines, I feel like they're just bookends to get me going and then to ease me into sleep. And they both give enough structure in the day that whatever happens in between, however crazy things happen, I feel, oh, and then another thing I do in the morning is make my bed. At night, I also do like a very quick clean the sink kind of a thing. So no dishes in the sink, counters wiped in the kitchen. Between those two, I feel like whatever else happens in the day, I've done something for myself. I've brought a little bit of calm on my day. I've exercised, you know, in a way. I had some movement. I prepared the environment for the next day, for tomorrow. For if you wake up and your dishes are all over the place and everything, then it's a different mindset than walking into a clean kitchen in the morning to get your coffee. So really, between those two routines, I feel like I've done something for myself. Those would be my biggest things that I kind of help myself to keep on track and to feel good about my day. And one extra additional thing I do on Sundays is actually plan my whole week. So I have a routine for that specifically too. And I actually wrote that up on my blog recently. So it's on windbornfarms.com, of how I schedule, you know, like kind of go through my week or month and make sure that everything for that week is in my planner. So I'm not forgetting things and I can kind of look at each day and go, oh my gosh, this one is going to be crazy. Be kind to yourself. Don't pile up more. And this day, okay, we have a little bit of wiggle room. So it really helps to have that big kind of overview of what is happening. So between those three things, that really helps me be able to juggle things, maybe a little less crazy than normally.
Now, I've got a couple questions. So what is a bullet journal?
Okay, it's, my goodness, but the basic of it is you get a notebook and a pen and you're done, okay? It's more of a philosophy of things. So a bullet, the journal obviously is, you know, it's your notebook, but bullet is basically anything that you want to jot down. So it could be a task, it could be an event, it could be a project, it could be just a thought or an idea or something. And the idea is that as you're going through the day, you're just jotting things down. You don't like hold them in your head, in your mental space. You literally open your notebook and you jot it down. And it's a quick make a phone call for, you know, or whatever. And then at the end of the day, you can kind of look through the day and say, oh my goodness, okay, that's my action for tomorrow. Or that is something that I have to think about, but it's a bigger project. So let me make a whole page for that to kind of jot down ideas for that particular project. So it's more of a philosophy and way of thinking about your to-do list versus keeping it in your head. You literally just, it's kind of like a stream of consciousness. Yeah. So in the morning, if I know that there's like any events happening or tests that need to happen, I'll jot those down. But then I'm keeping the notebook open throughout the day to jot down things that happened, or like, let's say I had a meeting and just want to say, great meeting this person. I should do this more often, kind of a thing. And as you're going day by day and then week by week, you start seeing patterns of where you're putting your energy, or what it is that you're moving from list to list to list day by day. So it's really becomes, the longer you use it and the more you use it, the better of a tool it becomes for you. At this point, I don't know that I could like leave the house without my little notebook. It's become like a separate hard drive, you know, like a second brain for me. So yeah, that's the bullet journal. And there's tons of resources out there, like bulletjournal.com, Bullet Journal by Ryder Carroll, I believe this is his name. He is the one who kind of came up with that system. And there's tons of resources anywhere from Pinterest to blogs about the bullet journal and different pages and ways to use it.
That's pretty funny, because that's what I do. And I've always got my little book with me. And when I'm working here in my office, I have a little table over here and I've got it open. So when I do come up with something, I just dump it out of my head. And I find it clears. It just clears, because you're not, oh, I have to remember this. Or, you know, you don't want to forget that either. But it gives you that clarity, not clarity. It gives you that mental space where you've removed it and made space for other things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, hey, now you know there's an official name and merchandise. But yes, that's basically it. It's just a way of living and thinking. Versus an actual one planner or something.
Now, I just love your morning routine. Now, how long do you think it would take you, like on average?
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything. And still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutriSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you. Within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutriSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you are experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes, or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info, and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show.
Oh my gosh, I reserve at least an hour for this. If I get really into, I want to keep reading or something, or do a longer yoga, then obviously, you know, that's going to take a little longer for me. But if I have to get up early for some reason, I always get up an hour earlier so I can do all this stuff. And I found that if I don't do it, I pay for it for the rest of the day. It's only something like, you're supposed to do something in the back of my mind. And then you're like, I haven't done these awesome things for myself. I haven't taken that time for myself. And then you start kind of going, oh my goodness, I should have. So I've just learned, I don't care if I'm getting up at 4 a.m. Now I'm getting up at 3 a.m. to do this, because it really makes my day so much better and makes me so much calmer. So yeah, I reserve at least an hour, but not if you don't want to read as long, or if you don't want to be doing learning Spanish or something, then obviously you can adjust and make it shorter for yourself.
That's wonderful. And what I love about it too is that you've got a busy household. I mean, you've got the kids, you've got a husband, you've got the animals, you've got a farm. It's nice that you spend that time for yourself. And I mean, look how happy you are.
I try. Yep. I try really hard. And another thing that we do, and actually I try to teach my kids as we go along too, is we start our school with some kind of an affirmation or reading of something powerful to think about. And then we talk about things. But as we go through the day, I will also go, hey, what makes you happy right now? or like, what are you grateful for? And yesterday, it was just the randomest thing. We went to into a hardware store. In the parking lot, there was this food truck that I swear I've been trying to find for the last 6 months. And there it is. And so we dropped everything we were doing. You know, we went, got our stuff. And then we came out and we're like, we have to get the food because we've been trying for 6 months now. And as we placed our order, we literally just sat there and celebrated the fact that we found this truck. You know, there was a little dance party in the parking lot because, hey, this is a good day and we found our truck and we were able to get something we waited for 6 months. So I try really hard to find all those little things throughout the day. Stop. Like if you're having this crazy moment or I'm having this crazy moment and everything is falling, stop and go, okay, what am I happy about? What am I thankful for? Yeah, I know everything is like burning, but hey, I got my food or something. It took me a very long time to learn that attitude, but I think that morning routine that I put together really allowed me to then reinforce that kind of thinking.
I love that you have the different aspects too. Like you are taking care of your mind, your soul, your body. It is spiritual, it's physical, it's a little bit of everything, education, bettering yourself. So that's pretty amazing.
Yep.
And what happens if you do forget to do it? Like, have you ever just stopped during the day and did your morning routine and not in the morning?
No, because I am so adamant about doing it. That's my number one thing of to do daily routine. So it's, if let's say I'm traveling or something and I'm not able to do it, then it's one thing. And I kind of go, okay, this is okay. You'll be okay for a day. But I even went to Boy Scout camp last year with my son. And here I am. The kids are waking up at 6 a.m. or something to make breakfast or whatever. We're in tents in the middle of the forest. And I am doing it. I'm doing the yoga. I am doing the meditation. I am doing the reading. And all the boys are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, this is okay. So even in the middle of a forest, I absolutely follow this routine because honestly, it's probably the only thing that's keeping me standing, you know, on some days with everything that needs to happen. So I take it very seriously.
That's amazing.
And another thing that I do the spirit, the mind, the body, but I also try to include all my senses in this. So obviously the coffee, as I'm reading, I do have music going. I do have the candles burning, you know, so I do try to make this a very special time. And it's to the point that, and I do have a special spot for it as well. In my attic, I have a little comfy armchair. At this point where my body, like when I see this armchair, my body just goes, oh, okay, we're fine. I have conditioned myself to the point that as long as, like, if I even see the chair, I'm like, we're good. So yes, routines are very useful for me to kind of as a protection against all the craziness in the day.
Now, if someone was starting out and doesn't have a routine in place, what would you suggest to them?
Well, try to kind of say, okay, what would be good for me, right? So you can try 3 minutes of meditation. There's lots of meditation apps out there or YouTube. You can find a 3-minute meditation. Okay, so meditation is something works. Okay, add another thing. I started building this routine with sip of water. That's kind of how it started. So sip of water. So sip of water is technically the first thing I do. So build it as you go along, and tomorrow start with a sip of water, and that's it. Do that for 3 days or 8 days or whatever. And the next time add something extra. You can also prepare a spot for yourself. You do have even the little chair, you know, throw a blanket over it or grab a pillow, you know, put a candle next to wherever you want to sit or whatever. Just make a space for yourself that you're going to look forward to going into. And then just build it one little bit at a time. So maybe meditation, or maybe a little bit of stretching, or maybe journaling, daily journaling. I tried including daily journaling in the morning routine and I didn't like it. So no more. You know, I don't need to make myself miserable with my routine. It's supposed to be a tool to help me instead of making me miserable. So just try different things. See what works. Maybe you do need to journal in the morning and then go for a run. Whatever it is as part of your routine, just do that enough and allow yourself that time and the space and the luxury of it to kind of start looking forward to it. It can't just be another task that you look, you know, like you're like, I don't want to do this. It's supposed to be something you're looking forward to. So build it as you need it.
And I agree. Like a lot of people, when they start doing something like this, they treat it as another task. And instead of treating it as giving yourself some love.
Right.
And then a lot of times as well, when I've worked with women, it's not only another task, now they're stressing out about it.
Right.
And I love your thing. Like just for 3 days, just take a drink of water. Just that's it. Just pretty simple, pretty quick. Something you can easily do.
Right. So basically just start building it one little task at a time and see what fits you and your personality and your needs. So
great.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about creating the relaxation lounge, because it's going to be a directory of different practices, and it's not just meditation. It's all different things, so that if you want to start doing a morning routine, you can come in and see what works for you. Some stuff may resonate with you. Some stuff won't. Just like you said, I'm not a big journaler either. It just, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right for me. But I found other things that work for me.
Perfect. Yeah. And that sounds like such a fantastic resource, way to do those things. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at what you've got happening here. So that's awesome.
Great. So we're going to wrap this up. Are there any final words you'd like to share with the audience to help them balance their lives?
There are tons of little tips and tricks that I used to do, from like stealing my minute. There was a big project I had to do. Just do one tiny little thing. Like, don't overwhelm yourself with this, like, okay, now I have to put in the next 8 hours worth of work. No, you know, pick a tiny little baby step that might take 15 minutes and just do that. Just that's it. That's it. Don't push yourself for more. Just focus on 15 minutes. That's all you have to do. Or let's say sometimes if I'm staring at the sink, like full of dishes, because full house, whatever, days are gone, I will challenge myself to do 7 pieces. That's it. 7 pieces, right? And I'll go wash my 7 pieces and then I'll stop, because I promised myself 7 pieces. I'll go do something else. And then I'll go, okay, can I do another 7 pieces? You know? So if you're facing something that's completely overwhelming, baby steps or tiny little challenges, or setting a timer for 5 minutes and just doing that task for 5 minutes, we can all do 5 minutes. Right? We can all do something we hate for 5 minutes. And then those minutes add up. That's another little way of keeping things balanced and moving along if you are struggling with getting a task done or a project that's overwhelming. So that would be, I guess, my final tip here.
Lovely. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that great information. It's so amazing that talking to someone who takes care of themselves, puts that time aside, nurtures themselves, rejuvenates themselves, and it makes such a difference in our lives.
So yes, I am very active on Instagram. So if you want to take a peek on my page, it's at Windborne Candles. And that's also on Facebook. For website, it's Windborne Farms, because that's how I started. But Windborne Candles is kind of where I hang out the most on Instagram. And it's actually where Denise and I Matt, we ran the challenge in January about self-care and building good habits. So each day we had a different prompt that kind of helped those, you know, taking part of it to cultivate better habits and routines and really enjoy some self-care and maybe some self-care that's not just like take a bubble bath kind of a thing, which is important too. But, you know, there's all kinds of different ways of doing self-care. So that is something that hopefully will run again at some point in the future. If you want to check that out and follow my page and obviously Denise, I'm assuming you are following just for the future challenges. So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. And yes, Mara's information will be wherever you're listening or watching this. So thank you very much for your time. Great information. I enjoyed this so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.